offensive rebound by Schulte. 10 seconds to go. Gets it to Tanner Kolar. Drives the baseline. Throws it to Stone at the free throw line. 10-footer good.
Tonight, it's a Luplett Conference doubleheader from Wood River as the Eagles welcome in the St. Paul Wildcats. High school basketball on KKBR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Rojas gives his dribble up, needs some help, scoops it over to Burkhardt on the right wing. Quinn to the baseline, dishes it back door. Great pass and the layup's up and in by Dylan Mayfield.
After playing three games on the road over the opening weekend, Wood River looks to pick up a win over St. Paul in tonight's home opener. It's the Wildcats and Eagles coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Wood River right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Wood River High School. Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of Luplett Conference basketball takes us to the Wood River Eagles and St. Paul Wildcats boys game here this evening. In the girls game, Wood River held off St. Paul 39-34, led by Kelly Bossert's 23 points, 13 rebounds, and two block shots. Both girls teams are now 2-2 on the season. For St. Paul, they dropped their first two contests, a very young and inexperienced team, coming off a lot of seniors. They had a rough football season. They're just young. And tonight, they'll take on a Wood River team with new head coach Dave Baugh, not new to coaching, but taking over here for the Eagles. And they are 1-2, won an exciting 72-70 game over Centura on opening night, then dropped a couple of games to tough teams in Sandy Creek and Lincoln Lutheran in that Central Catholic early season tournament. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. And let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's basketball game, starting with the visitors from St. Paul. Starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The Wildcats will go with number 5, 5'9" senior, Alex Kossler. Number 10 is a 5'10" senior, Nolan Detlefs. Number 14 is a 6-foot senior, Zach Rasmussen. Number 20 is a 5'9" junior, Josh Harrahill. And number 25 is a 6'1" senior, Caleb Gebhardt. Now, I read off four seniors to you for St. Paul, but they just didn't see a lot of playing time with the heavy senior class that was above them. The head coach of the St. Paul Wildcats is Drew Billiter, assisted by Travis Brulliette, 0-2 on the season. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Wood River Eagles. Number 4 is a 5'11" senior, A.B. Rojas. Number 10 is a 5'7" sophomore, Damian Martinez. Number 23 is a 6'2" junior, Dylan Mayfield. Number 24, 6'2" sophomore, Matt Renault. And number 31, 5'11" sophomore, Dan Bossert. The head coach of the Eagles is Dave Baugh, assisted by Robert Evans and Barry Carlson, 1-2 on this young season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're back with more after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Doug Duda with you here from St. Paul Wood River matchup here in Wood River, Nebraska. A little interesting side note, the freshman coach at Wood River, their assistant, freshman coach at St. Paul and assistant coach Alex Egger went here to Wood River and just in his first go around. So having to play against the alma mater here tonight. We're ready to jump it up. It will be Dylan Mayfield for Wood River. Caleb Gebhardt will jump center for St. Paul. The ball is in the air, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact the folks at New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is won by Wood River, taking it inside. The shot is going to be blocked by Caleb Gebhardt on the attempt from A.B. Rojas. They're going to call a jump ball, and that will give the ball into the hands of St. Paul. So the Wildcats, their first possession in Josh Harahill. Will walk the ball up the floor, swing it over on the right side against the Wood River man-to-man defense. It's Caleb Gebhardt. He might be the kid to watch tonight. Top of the key three, Zach Rasmussen up, and it is in. So Rasmussen hits the first shot attempt of the night for St. Paul, and they'll take the early 3-0 lead 30 seconds into the contest. Man-to-man defense also by the Wildcats. Wood River backdoor pass goes through the hands of Dan Bossert. They threw it behind him, and Wood River turns it over. They'll drop back in their half-court defense, so no pressure here, and St. Paul will bring the ball up the floor. Harahill across the timeline, left-hand dribble, rotates through to the right side to Kossler. He'll try the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Defensive rebound brought down by Dan Bossert. Bossert will clear it out of the left wing to Martinez, into the front court to Rojas. Rojas, left wing, goes back up top to Bossert, swings it right side to Martinez. Martinez gets it inside, beautiful pass, layup, Mayfield is up and in. And Wood River on the board, 3-2, St. Paul, 6:45 to go here, first quarter. Great pass on the entry to Mayfield. Another three, St. Paul, a quick three up top, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Detlefs, and he is fouled on the putback attempt. So St. Paul, three shots, three threes. Hit the first one, missed the next two. At the line to shoot two here will be Nolan Detlefs. The foul called on Matt Renault. First of the game, and the free throw is no good. The one thing, even if you are young or inexperienced, you got to make those free throws. We saw that a problem in the girls' game tonight, especially for Wood River, but they were able to overcome that and get the win. Second free throw, that one short. First one long, second one short. Rebound brought down by Bossert, and he will clear it out for Martinez. Waits for the traffic to go by and into the front court. The left-hand dribble brings it down to the corner to Bossert. Dan off the pick. Good switch by St. Paul. Kick it up top to Rojas. Long three by A.B. is off the back of the iron. No good. And we've got a foul as two players collide going for the rebound. It was Damian Martinez to get the rebound. Alex Kossler crashed into him trying to chase it down. He's called for over the back. First foul on the Cats. Wood River backdoor. Rojas wide open on the baseline. Inbounds play. And A.B. gives Wood River the lead at 4-3. Top of the key with it. The other end is Harahill. Another three is on the way by Zach Rasmussen. No good. Rebound brought down by Dylan Mayfield. Into the front court comes Rojas. Right wing. Off the pick. Gets a nice pick and roll to Renault. Renault attacks. Couldn't get it to go. The ball is slapped out of there by Josh Harahill. Into the hands of Rasmussen. And as Rasmussen brings it up the floor, he's called for the carry. Pressured by Dan Bossert. So each team now has a turnover here in the basketball game. And Wood River will take it out in front of their own bench in the backcourt. Pressure being applied here in the backcourt by St. Paul. Rojas still a long way away from midcourt. He's only up to the free throw line. Wrap around to Mayfield now. Gets it across the timeline. Trying to attack the hoop. Here's Rojas. Baseline right side. Around, around, and in. Rojas with the shooter's touch. And it's 6-3 Wood River. St. Paul off the drive. Harahill scoop shot off the front of the rim. No good. And he'll draw the foul. Oh, some more free throws coming up here, and Wood River has the foul called on Dan Bossert, his first. Again, plenty of basketball here on Classic Hits over the next week as Harahill gets ready to put the first free throw up, and it is no good. Tomorrow night, in fact, we're in Loup City the next two nights, a conference doubleheader tomorrow as they host Gibbon, and then Kennesaw comes in on Saturday, both doubleheaders scheduled to begin at 6. Tuesday, Kearney Catholics at Ravenna. 1 week from tonight, Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic. Harahill's second free throw is up, and it is in. 6-4 Wood River. 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. Just underway on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. As they do break the press, but St. Paul, once they get it across the timeline, forces the turnover. Steal made. Outlet pass layup. Nolan Detlefs on the assist from Alex Kossler, and we are tied at 6. So if St. Paul can score, they can put some pressure on it. Right now it's giving Wood River some fits as the inbounds pass is squatted out. So they'll try again. As we said earlier tonight, this is a busy place over the next 24 hours because wrestling tomorrow, the annual Wood River Invite with some really quality C&D teams. Talk more about that again at halftime. Right now, back to basketball. Matt Renault trying to get it inside. Lost the handle. Tried to get it back, but it will be Alex Kostler to grab the ball. Third Wood River turnover. Kostler into the front court to Gebhardt. In transition, the three is up, and it is in for Caleb Gebhardt. And it's now 9-6. St. Paul gets the lead back with six in a row. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Trying to trap Bossert. Bossert tries to dribble through the double team, and they're going to call a blocking foul on St. Paul, and it's the second foul on Alex Kostler. And checking into the ball game for the Cats will be Riley Schulte. Also checking in for St. Paul will be Quinn Brulette. So Kostler comes out with the two fouls. Detlefs will also come out for a breather. And we're still waiting to get the ball inbounded here. 9-6. Earlier tonight, Wood River won the girls' game 39-34 over St. Paul. And Dan Bossert now to inbound a basketball for the Eagles. Looks underneath the hoop, forces it in. We're going to get a shove call down low as Dylan Mayfield was trying to get posted up. Too handsy was Caleb Gebhardt, and they'll get him for his first personal foul. So again, Wood River will take it out, this time underneath their own hoop. Bossert down to the low block. Mayfield's fouled again. Just caught it and shot it, and grabbing him is Quinn Brulette. So three very quick fouls called here in about 4 seconds on St. Paul, and Wood River will go to the line here. Dylan Mayfield to shoot two. The first free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up here for Mayfield. And this one, no good. A little shoving on that rebound attempt that ends up in Wood River's hands. That'll be Matt Renault to the right side off the glass with the jumper. Bossert, he'll put it up and in. 9-8, St. Paul's lead now at 1 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Wood River putting on a little three-quarter court zone trap. Into the front court they go to Zach Rasmussen. Rasmussen right baseline, leans off the glass and scores. 5 points now for Zach, 11-8, St. Paul. Stutter dribble into the front court. Martinez gets it to Rojas. Tries to dump it into Mayfield. The ball's tipped. It's loose, and it's stolen away by Riley Schulte, and a foul on Wood River to go along with it. It's going to go on Damian Martinez, his first of the team's third. And checking into the ball game for the Eagles will be Chris Loy, a 5'11 sophomore. NFL action currently airing on ESPN 1460. The Huskers and Creighton playing tonight. Updating a little bit as the shot is no good. Rebound brought down by Martinez. Into the front court, he'll find Renault. Three-point land left side. Reaching in and knocking it away momentarily is Rasmussen, but Renault gets it back. Finds the point guard, Rojas. And now leaping high, Zach Rasmussen deflects it and steals it away again. No fast break. Dishes it off to the trailer. Brulette out on the left wing. Another three-pointer that is off the mark. But a long rebound comes down to Caleb Gebhardt. Gebhardt kicks it out for another three. Zach Rasmussen, no good. Rebound is brought down by Dylan Mayfield. Into the front court, Rojas. St. Paul so far really hasn't shown any half-court offense in this game. As Renault in the right-hand corner is going to pull up and bury the first three of the game for the Eagles. And we are tied at 11. Top of the key, Harrahill. Josh to the high post. Out to Rasmussen. Three-pointer. They look like Loyola Marymount. They just don't hold the ball very long. Rebound brought down by Martinez. They are 2 of 8 already from three-point land. And at the other end, taking it to the rack, Chris Loy, and he's going to draw the foul. Whole host of folks ready to check into the game. The foul called on Schulte, his first. Fifth foul here, the first quarter on St. Paul. We still have 2:47 to go. In for Wood River, here comes Nate Baugh, Jake Skeen. St. Paul bringing in some kids that had already been in there, like Nolan Detlefs. And Detlefs is going to steal the inbounds pass. That is six turnovers for Wood River. Into the front court, Rasmussen. Right corner to Harahill. Harahill double pump on the drive, draws the foul. And the foul is going to be called on Dan Bossert, his second. At the line, Josh Harahill, he's one of two for his lone point so far here early on. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. Into the game for Wood River, Jaime Rojas. And back in, Alex Kossler for St. Paul. 6:50 to go in the first half. Denver 13, Oakland nothing in Thursday night NFL football. As the second free throw is on the way, and it spins out for Harahill. Rebound brought down by Matt Renault. In Lincoln, it is Creighton 51, Nebraska 33. 8:45 to go in the game. So Creighton taking care of business as trying to get the entry pass. It's overthrown, stolen away by Gebhardt. Outlet pass to the other end, and Detlef is there for the layup. And it's 14-11, St. Paul. Wood River turning the ball over. 14-11, seven turnovers for Wood River. Baseline jumper is in and out, and then kisses off the glass for Chris Loy and drops. So we've got a little friendly kiss off the glass to cut it back to one. 14-13, 2 minutes to go. First quarter, St. Paul with a one-point lead and the basketball. Wood River has switched back to his zone. They lob it inside. Ball fake, shot up and in for Quinn Brulliette. Brulliette waited for the traffic to get out of the way so he can get an open look into the front court with it. Wood River gets it to Jake Skeen. Skeen gets it over to Jaime Rojas. The ball is kicked and stays with Wood River. Back in, A.B. Rojas. Also, Dylan Mayfield. Staying on the floor is Chris Loy. Also, Jaime Rojas stays out there, and Nate Baugh. Inbounds pass comes to Baugh. Too close to midcourt, and he couldn't keep his balance. The ball's turned over. Fast break the other way. The layup, Harahill couldn't get it, but it's followed in there. And that was Nolan Detlefs. He and Alex Kossler are both right there. 16-13. And the three-pointer at the other end, Wood River, is no good. Bodies to the floor, ball out of bounds. And it's going to belong to St. Paul. I think it should be 18-13 St. Paul. We'll double-check on that here. I've got 18 points in my book, 3, 6, 8, 10, 18. But the scoreboard says 16-13, so we'll see if that changes. A minute 13 to go here in the first quarter of play. And St. Paul leads it by three with the ball. On the left wing, Zach Rasmussen. And a reach-in foul. Trying to knock it out of his hands. Going to be on A.B. Rojas, his first. Each team with five fouls now here in the first quarter. Still a minute 5 to go in the opening frame. As we went up and down the floor at a pretty good pace. Riley Schulte with the top of the circle. Gives it off to Gebhardt. Three-pointer off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Rojas. A.B. coast-to-coast, weaves his way through traffic, then has it stripped away. As he goes in for the shot, Gebhardt takes it away. Rasmussen, front court, pulls up three in transition and hit it. Zach Rasmussen with 8 points. 19-13 on the scoreboard with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bounce pass to Rojas. He's fouled on the three. Brulliette with his second foul. Late getting to him, and then they jumped right into A.B., and he will go to the line to shoot three free throws. He is going to have 4 points, one rebound so far here in this first quarter of play, which is down to 34 seconds to go. And the first free throw is no good. Second free throw for Rojas. Takes a little extra time, fires this one up, and it's good. Checking into the ball game for St. Paul is Landon Vogel. Brulliette will check out. And the third and final free throw now for A.B. Rojas. High school hoops. On this Thursday night, it's up and it's in. So he gets 2 of 3. He's got 6 points. 19-15 on the scoreboard. Wood River trailing St. Paul. Harahill drives, kicks it out. Gebhardt actually passed on a three to Rasmussen, guarded by Rojas. And he'll take the three off the back of the iron. It's no good. Rebound yanked down by Dylan Mayfield. And we're down to 12 seconds. Fast break the other way. Shot knocked out of the hands of Loy, so he had to shuffle it over to Rojas. 6 seconds. He's all the way out at midcourt. He doesn't know how much time's left. 4-3, trying to get a pick to him. And a back-away 28-footer is way off the mark, and that's the end of the quarter. Back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Lisa, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to high school basketball, 19-15 at the end of the first quarter in favor of St. Paul. Wood River will get the ball to start the second quarter and getting physical right off the get-go here to start the quarter, and a foul called. Going to go on Zach Rasmussen, his first. Nolan Detlef, 6, Zach Rasmussen, 8 in the first quarter of play for St. Paul. 6 for A.B. Rojas to lead the way for Wood River. And the 1-1 free throw is up and in by Matt Renault. He now has 4 points. Second free throw on the way, and it rattles home. So Renault hits them both. 2-point game. Just underway in the second quarter. 19-17 St. Paul, KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Rasmussen throws true traffic to Detlefs, gives it off to Kossler, hands it off Gebhardt. Nice dribble penetration, puts the 6-foot runner up and in. 5 points now for Caleb Gebhardt. St. Paul cast up 10 three-pointers in that first quarter, hitting 3. At the other end, Loy, quick jump on the baseline, no good. Rebound brought down Kossler. Baseball pass to the other end. Harrahill contact, couldn't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Mayfield. Fast break the other way. Renault in traffic. He's not going to take it to the hoop. He'll dump it off in the corner for Martinez. The ball's kneed out of bounds. Wood River, 9 turnovers in that first quarter. St. Paul, 1. 1 of 3 for Wood River from three-point land. St. Paul, 3 of 10. Free throws, 2 of 5 for Wood River. And 2 of 6 for St. Paul. Three-pointer on the inbound. Rojas, too strong. Backside rebound to Kossler. Kossler brings it up himself, going to take it all the way in. He's got traffic. He dishes it off, and it's stripped out of there by A.B. Rojas. The block of the takeaway, and now Wood River can make it a one-possession game. Try to lob it baseline, and it's underthrown. Harrahill steps in front, makes the steal. Fast break, layup, Gebhardt couldn't get it to go. Oh! And landing on the basketball is Nolan Detlef. They teammates yank his arm to pull him up. I don't think he wanted to be pulled up. He was trying to grab the basketball and then tripped up and landed right on the basketball on his back, right at the hip area. They're going to keep him in there, but you can tell that it stings right now. Full court pressure, and Wood River will throw over the top of it to Dan Bossert. 2-on-2 to Rojas. Fade away in the paint from 9. No good. Ball headed out of bounds, saved in by Wood River, but saved into the hands of Josh Harrahill. He gets the cheap rebound, outlet pass to Detlef, who lays it up and in. 23-17, St. Paul now leads it by 6. That's their largest lead of the basketball game. At the other end, Bossert, baseline jumper from 8, too strong. Rebound brought down by Caleb Gebhardt. Gets it into the hands of Kossler. He drives, draws the contact. They're going to say no shot, but it will be the 6th foul on Wood River. And coming into the game, Quinn Brulette for St. Paul. We've got a timeout on the floor. The foul is on Matt Renault of Wood River. So with 6:10 to go here in the first half of play, it's 23-17 in favor of St. Paul. We're back after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River. I want to thank Jerry Dunn, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. 6:10 to go in quarter number two. And off the inbound, shot attempt is blocked out of bounds by Wood River's Dan Bossert. Coach Drew Billiter thought maybe there should have been a three-point foul there. It was on the three-point attempt. But it just goes out of bounds to St. Paul. Into Rasmussen, deep in the right-hand corner. On the low block, Harahill got his man in the air. Nice up and under move, and this time they do get the foul on Dan Bossert, and that is his third. So he's got three. Renault has two. On the other end, Brulette and Kostler each have two for St. Paul. Harahill, 2 of 4 at the line. He makes his third trip there, and he'll put it up and in. 24-17, St. Paul looking for their first win of the season and off to a good start so far tonight. Second free throw, also good. All four of Harahill's points are from the line, and it's an 8-point St. Paul lead, 25-17. Renault, top of the circle, into the corner, Rojas, wide open three, AB can't get it to go. Long rebound, Bossert, who stays in with those three fouls, puts it up, no good. Off the double check, I assume he still has. That was his third. Rebound brought down by Bossert again. Ball swatted out of bounds. And Wood River will take it out in front of the St. Paul bench in the front court here. That's Bossert to throw it in. Dan all the way out to midcourt. And they're going to call over and back here on Wood River. And the official explaining it, although usually they only explain it when they might have not got it like they thought. That was one of those that I don't know if it was or not. It looked like he had left his feet, but it did not happen that way, and Wood River continues to turn the ball over. That's 11 turnovers to just one unofficially for St. Paul. That's because they shoot it so quick. Rasmussen for three, off the heel, high in the air. Rebound, Kostler. Kostler back up and in. So they may not be making a ton of threes, but they're getting the offensive rebounds. And they're up by 10, 27-17. Pressure on the freshman guard, Nate Bond, the backcourt. Gets it up to Rojas. He'll try a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Bossert up and in, and he's fouled. So Bossert continuing to battle down on the low block. Finally gets some points on the board here for Wood River on an offensive putback for the Eagles. Here comes Riley Schulte into the game. Kostler is out. Deathlifts into the game for St. Paul. And Rasmussen will get a breather. 4:59 to go. First half, 27-19 St. Paul. But Bossert has a chance to complete the three-point play here for Wood River. And it's on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Quinn Brulette. Brulette up the floor with it against the Wood River zone. Steps into that double team. Bond knocked it away, but it's into the hands of Deathlifts. Back up top, Harahill, an NBA three, and it is no good. Ball this time is grabbed by Dylan Mayfield, his fifth rebound. Up to Baugh. Baugh across the timeline, throws over the top of the defense to Bossert. Into the corner, Rojas driving. And a blocking foul called on Caleb Gebhardt. Neither team is shy about drawing the contact, initiating the contact, actually, and then getting that blocking foul called. Both teams are in the one-on-one on Gebhardt's second foul. And checking in for St. Paul, Spencer Robinson. And checking out will be Gebhardt. At the line, A.B. Rojas to shoot a 1-1. He's 2 of 3 at the line. Was fouled on a 3-point shot earlier in the first quarter. And the free throw is on the way, and it is in. 7 points now for A.B. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats. We'll recap the girls' game that Wood River won tonight, 39-34. Also a update on Nebraska-Creighton, the Broncos Raiders, and a little wrestling talk as well. Second free throw, Rojas up, and it is in. 27-21. Wood River has cut it back down to 6 with 4 straight points. St. Paul spreads the floor against the 1-3-1 of the Eagles. Back up top. Usually that 1-3-1 is good to shoot threes against, but they're extending it. Baugh goes for the steal, can't get it. Harrahill swings it over to the right wing to Robinson. Back to Harrahill. Back into the corner, open three, Schulte. He'll fire. It spins all the way around and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Mayfield. 3 of 13 beyond the arc. Baugh into the front court to Mayfield. Into the corner to Rojas. Drop step, gets by his defender. Attacks it, offhand shot, no good. Got his own rebound, no good. Renone, no good. And finally, it comes down to Nolan Detlefs. St. Paul baseline, driving in Harrahill. Harrahill lost the handle. That's just the second St. Paul turnover. Renault comes out of there with it, trying to get the ball back. St. Paul does. Harrahill steals it and then throws it right to Renault. And a timeout called here by Wood River. So, we have 3:31 to go in the first half play. It's 27-21 St. Paul. And this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now at West 39th Street in Kearney. We'll be right back.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem. Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And out of the Wood River timeout, it'll be Eagle ball trying to get it in against full court pressure. They do, clearing some space. Martinez brings it up the floor, left wing. Rojas, catch, fadeaway jumper, up and in from 14. A.B. Rojas into double figures with 10 points. That's 6 in a row now for the Eagles. They've cut it to 4, 27-23, 3:10 to go, first half. Wide open over here is Brouillette. They give it to him. Had too much time to think about it. Bossert blocks that three-pointer. Second block shot for Dan Bossert. Bought to throw it in. Excuse me, not Bob Brouillette. Both teams have somebody wearing number 2. Wrong 2, Brouillette. Will toss it in to Harrahill. They're extending that zone, really pressuring the outside right now, forcing St. Paul to get it down on the baseline or move the ball quicker as the ball is kicked into the crowd. Updates from what else is going on. Oakland is on the board. It's Denver 13 and Oakland 7 with just 13 seconds to go before halftime. Denver jumped out to a very quick 10-0 lead, but the Raiders have kind of slowed them down since then. Darren McFadden, a 6-yard touchdown reception from Carson Palmer to cut the lead to 13-7. Got a foul on the inbounds here. It goes on Damian Martinez. They say that that is his third. And so Harrahill back to the line to shoot the 1-1. He'll miss the front end. Martinez will get the rebound. Into the front court they go to Bossert. Bossert must just have 2. I think they've called Martinez. I had an error in the book, so looks like that would be where it is. Rojas try to get it post up to Bossert. Pass tipped away. Into the ball game now. Jaime Rojas and Chris Loy for Wood River. And coming out will be Bossert and Martinez with 2:30 to go before halftime. 27-23 St. Paul, but Wood River scored six in a row, and they have the ball. Lobbing out top, it's underthrown. The ball stolen away by Nolan Detlef. Detlef's all the way to the other end, up in, and draws the foul on Dylan Mayfield. Dylan Mayfield just rode the hip a little too long there, and Detlef's with 10 points for St. Paul. 29-23, but Wood River, the difference turnovers, 13-3 so far. And the free throw is up and rattles in for Nolan Detlef. 11 points for Nolan. And a lead now back to 7. 30-23, St. Paul. 2:20 to go before halftime. Renault brings it into the front court. The defense really picking up both sides. Right elbow, putting the jumper up and getting fouled is Dylan Mayfield. Now we're having a foul on almost every shot here the last couple times up and down the floor. Mayfield 0 of 2 at the line. Has pulled down 6 rebounds. Foul is called on Nolan Detlef, his first. We've had 19 fouls called here in the first half so far. And the free throw is up and in. So after a rough first quarter at the line, Wood River looking a lot better here in the second quarter. They are 5 of 6. Second free throw now on the way, and it is in. So Mayfield with 4 points, 30-25 St. Paul. As we approach the two-minute mark here in the first half. Out on the left side of the key, Harrahill got tripped up still, finds a way to fire the three. It's over everything into the hands of Gebhardt. Gebhardt drives, draws the foul. Randy Coyle's crew doing the game here tonight. The foul called on number 3, Jaime Rojas. Both teams now at 10 fouls. Two free throws coming up for Caleb Gebhardt. His first one of the night is up, and it is in. 6 points for Gebhardt. Second free throw on the way. And this one is also good. So Gebhardt now with 7 points, and it's a 7-point lead, 32-25, St. Paul. Wood River long pass to try and break the press. Brilliant saw it, got in front of it, stole it, dishes it to Detlef, back out to Harrahill, and fouled from behind. Jaime Rojas. And again, this is where the youth comes into play. Wood River has one senior and two juniors on their entire varsity roster. They got a ton of other kids, but it's just a growing process as the free throw is up and in for Harrahill. He's made his living at the line right now. All 5 of his points from the charity stripe. Second free throw up, and it is in. So 34-25. They were up 10, got it cut to 4. Now St. Paul back up by 9 with a minute 45 to go here in the first half. Mayfield, the Renault. Renault gets free. He comes down the lane. No good, but there's Mayfield with the offensive putback. Nobody to account for Dylan Mayfield. He now has 6 points and 7 rebounds. Cats have it left side of the key. Looking for another three. Brouillette fakes it, drives the baseline, pulls up over Renault, no good. Backside rebound to Jaime Rojas. And Jaime gets it up to brother AB. AB brings it down the middle of the floor and punched out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on Nolan Detlef. He didn't like that one. He thought he had just knocked it out of bounds. Called by the trailing official on that one. Saw him get him on the arm. And that will not only be a foul, it'll be 2 free throws for Rojas. He is 4 of 5 at the line. He has 10 points. And again, AB takes his time at the line, puts the first one up and in. Coming into the ball game, Chris Loy. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Rojas hits them both, 34-29. St. Paul by 5 with the ball. Rasmussen on the wing. Gebhardt catch and fire 3. Comes up short, no good. Haven't made one in this quarter. Rebound to Rojas. Jaime that time brings it in. 0 of 5 from beyond the arc for St. Paul in the quarter. 3 of 15 in the game. In fact, they're just 1 of their last 10 as the ball is punched out of bounds. Front court here for Wood River. with exactly 1 minute to go here in the quarter. Going to throw it into the backcourt to Jaime Rojas. Left-hand dribble working against the man-to-man pressure of Josh Harrahill. Dangerous pass. Somehow Wood River gets it. Then a bounce. Kicked out of bounds. Coach Drew Billiter wants to get some new personnel in there, so Alex Kostler will check in. 51 seconds to go here in quarter number two. And A.B. Rojas to throw it in here. Wood River trying to get caught up before halftime. 34-29. They've now scored four in a row. Rojas, ooh, the ball took a funny hop on him. Crossover, back up top, Renault. Jump stop just at the three-point arc to the high post, Mayfield. Ball fake, one dribble. Takes it in against Gebhardt. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Loy back up and in. Chris Loy with his second bucket of the ball game. 34-31. Six in a row now by Wood River. St. Paul with Harrahill picking his dribble up into the corner. Rasmussen, step back three on the way and hit it. Big three there for Zach Rasmussen, his third. He's got 11 points. 37-31, 12 seconds to go. Rojas all the way down, kicks it out. Renault, he tries a three. He answers, first three of the ball game. Still a little time here from just inside half court. Harrahill forces the three. It's off balance. It's no good. And we've got some points on the board for the first half of our boys' game here in the Lou Platte Conference, where St. Paul on the road has a three-point lead over Wood River, looking for their first win of the season, are the Wildcats. It is St. Paul 37 and Wood River 34. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Wood River High School. It is halftime, and that means the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. It is St. Paul 37 and Wood River 34 at the half. Also at halftime on ESPN 1460 and 1550, the Thursday night NFL game, Denver 13 and Oakland 7. And in Lincoln tonight, NCAA basketball is a final. 16th-ranked Creighton takes care of Nebraska. 64-42 is the final in that ball game tonight. Earlier tonight, the girls' game, Wood River a winner by a score of 39-34. We're going to try and catch up with head coach Darren Parlin here in just a minute. Also tomorrow here at Wood River, the high school wrestling Wood River Invitational. You've got some great teams in Class C, like Aquinas, Donovan Trumbull, St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, Gibbon, Ord, Shelton, Kennesaw. St. Paul will be here. Indeed, the number one team and three-time defending state champion Amherst. Sutton will be here. Friend and Elm Creek all tomorrow afternoon and evening. We're going to take a break. Be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers of the ball game. First off, for the Wood River boys, Jaime Rojas has two rebounds. A.B. Rojas leads the team with 12 points, two rebounds, and a blocked shot. Damian Martinez has four rebounds. Chris Loy, 4 points and a rebound. Dylan Mayfield, 6 points, seven rebounds. Matt Renault, 9 points, three rebounds. And Dan Bossert, 4 points, four rebounds, and two blocked shots. Wood River had 15 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second quarter, and at the half, 34 points, 23 rebounds, 10 out of 14 from the free throw line, 2 of 7 from three-point land, 3 blocked shots, but 14 turnovers for the Eagles. Foul situation, Damian Martinez has 3, Jaime Rojas, Matt Renault have 2, and Dan Bossert has either 2 or 3. I may have made a clerical error, but he's got 2 or 3 for Wood River. We'll come back and look at the first half stats for St. Paul right after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers now for St. Paul. Quinn Berliet has a rebound. Alex Kostler, 2 points and three rebounds. Nolan Detlefs, 11 points, three rebounds. Zach Rasmussen has hit three threes. He's got 11 points. Josh Harrahill, 6 points, two rebounds. Caleb Gebhart, 7 points, three rebounds, and a blocked shot. 19 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second. St. Paul has 37 points, 12 rebounds. 9 out of 14 from the free throw line, 4 of 16 from three-point land in the first half. 1 block, just 3 turnovers for St. Paul. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Caleb Gebhart, Nolan Detlefs, Alex Kostler, and Quinn Brulliette. The teams combined to shoot 28 free throws in the first half. 37-34, St. Paul has the lead. Earlier tonight, 39-34 in the girls' game. Wood River got 23-13 from Kelly Bossert tonight to pick up the victory, and head coach Darren Parlin joins us here. Both teams are now 2-2, and coach, this was a game like you would expect to see early in the season, kind of spurty, if that's a word. It didn't start offensively very quickly, but when one team seemed to get some offense going, the other one followed along. You guys both wanted to get up and down the court, but you can't do that if the ball's not going in the hoop, so you put some pressure on and things like that.
Early on, seems like we had some opportunities and we kind of had fumble fingers. We dropped the ball a few times early. You can run good offense and not score. We didn't run bad offense. We just couldn't find the basket.
And the team is kind of in that average. You're not a team that's going to go put up 65, 70 points in a ball game, but you do want to get the ball to Bossert, and it's obvious that when you needed some hoops down the stretch, she carried you in the second half especially.
Yeah, we were rushing things. We're not a type of team that we like to get up and down the floor, but we don't like to make two or three passes and then shoot the ball. And we settled down a little bit in the fourth quarter, and the girls did a nice job of getting the ball to Kelly, not forcing it. You know, we ran a little bit of clock, and, you know, Kelly had some tough stretches during the game where she couldn't get the ball in the hole, but she carried us to the fourth quarter.
Three fouls going into the second half, too, so maybe had to be just a tad bit more timid
careful.
Than usual.
Yeah, she had to be a little bit careful.
Well, this game maybe could have been put away earlier because I'm guessing you're going to find a play. You'll be in the other gym tomorrow or you'll be somewhere outside. It doesn't matter. You'll be practicing free throws.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, I don't know because the last few days we put a lot of time into it because I really thought we'd go to the free throw line a lot tonight. And maybe it's one of those things that maybe I put some, put some bad juju in their head. I don't know. So maybe we'll back away from it tomorrow. I don't know.
2-2 on the season. How do you feel your team is right now?
You know, we've got a long way to go. Of course, not having Kelsey Baugh is huge. She'd be a 3-year starter at the point guard, and the girls have really. We're still trying to feel our way, what we're going to do kind of without her. So, you know, I'm happy with where we are. One of those games, as I told you earlier, we played Sandy Creek without Connor Fisher most of the game as well. So we've got a lot of growing to do, but we'll be okay. We'll be pretty decent.
A little early in the season to be without a couple of point guards. And I guess finally here before we let you go, now that stretch of the season going to be pretty darn tough on you at St. Cecilia, at Blue Hill, Sutton at home. You'll be the underdog in all three games. What do you need to get done to not get beat down by Christmas and to stay competitive with these teams?
Well, you know, last year we had the same stretch, and we got 2 out of 3. And, you know, we took care of the ball. Shot well, took care of the ball. So we'll use that same formula and see what happens.
All right, buddy. Congratulations. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Doug.
Darren Parlin, head coach of the Wood River Lady Eagles. They win it tonight by a score of 39-34. We're almost there in the boys' game at the half, 37-34. St. Paul has the lead. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll be right back with the second half.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
St. Paul will get the ball to start the second half and fire a 3. 5 seconds in, it's no good, and the rebound is brought down by Dan Bosser. So they'll quickly get it up the floor. The pace right there. Shot by Mayfield. No good. Rebound brought down by Josh Harrahill. Pushes the ball up the floor. Kicks it off for another 3. It's in and out. No good by Alex Kostler. Rebound brought down by Mayfield. So maybe refreshed out of the halftime locker room. We're already seeing some track speed going on here. Down to the baseline. Renault working on Gebhardt. Turnaround jumper. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Harrahill. Josh quickly into the front court here. Long 3 on the way and in. Harrahill with his first field goal of the game. He made 6 free throws, so he's got 9 points. It's 40-34. St. Paul's biggest lead, 10. Wood River's biggest lead was early in the game at 3 points. I believe that was at 6-3. Eagle basketball. Martinez de Rojas, the original starting 5 out there for both ball clubs. Rojas, Martinez, Mayfield, Renault, Bossert. For Wood River, Kostler, Detlefs, Rasmussen, Harrahill, Gebhardt for St. Paul. Right-hand corner, a little pick and roll. Ball deflected away, trying to get it into Renault. And coming out of there is Alex Kostler. Turnover number 15 for Wood River. If it wasn't for the turnovers, the Eagles would probably have the lead. But St. Paul gives them one back. Trying to drive and dish. And the no-look pass went out in the hallway. 40-34. St. Paul leads it by 6. They've had the lead most of the ball game. A little pressure put onto the backcourt, but Martinez gets through it. Now tries to take it all the way to the hoop. Gebhardt blocks it out of bounds. Caleb's second block of the basketball game. Basketball this weekend happens to be in Loup City both nights. Gibbon at Loup City Friday and Kennesaw at Loup City Saturday here on Classic Hits. Also tomorrow night, Kearney High will host Lincoln East. That doubleheader is on ESPN 1460. Right now, Gebhardt all over Martinez, trying to get the 5-second count. He tries to dish it off, goes off the hands of Mayfield, stolen away by Rasmussen. He lost control coming to the other end. The layup is no good, and the rebound is brought down by Matt Renault. And the ball turned over at the other end by Wood River again. St. Paul long pass, still not back yet, was Josh Harrahill, so he wasn't truly cherry-picking, but he does have the open layup, and it's 42-34 St. Paul. Everything moving real quick right now. A.B. Rojas, left-hand corner, trying to shake Gebhardt, switch on the defensive pick. That's Harrahill. Back up between the circles they'll go to Bosser. Skip pass, left-hand corner. Right back inside, right back outside. Rojas, three. It is no good, and out of bounds to Wood River. St. Paul is 5 of 19 from three-point land. Wood River, I've got 2 of 8. And Bosser to throw it in underneath his own hoop. Looks backside, it's covered. Now has to throw it all the way into the backcourt. Mayfield went back and got it. Dillon now. They try to trap him when he gets across the timeline. He'll throw right over the top of it to Martinez. Martinez steps into the double team, and the pass, again, thrown away. Martinez not a shooter, and that kind of gets him in trouble, driving the other way. Off the glass, Harrahill. Look at this little guy, Josh Harrahill. The first 7 points of the second half for St. Paul. Didn't have a bucket, just free throws in the first half. And now he's got 13 of the game and trying to deny the sideline. A blocking foul called on St. Paul. They thought he just stepped out of bounds, didn't like the call. But it's going to be on Nolan Detlefs, his third. And that's the first foul on either team here in the second half at the 4:53 mark. We had a ton of them, shot 28 free throws in the first half. Usually don't see near that many. Right now, though, Wood River will throw it in. It was just a high-paced game. Take it to the hoop, draw the contact. Nate Baugh is in, and he'll take the inbounds pass. Guarded up top by Harrahill. Wrap it around to Renault, top of the circle. One dribble into the corner. Quick three, Bossert. That's no good. Rebound brought down by Zach Rasmussen. His first of the game. And a 10-point lead. St. Paul has it stolen away. Renault, one on three. Little circus pass is loose, and it's taken right back by Kostler. Five turnovers in this quarter, and a foul called on Wood River to go along with those turnovers. A.B. Rojas is second. And now Jaime Rojas in, Chris Loy in. It's about as much eight players on the rotation, and a timeout going to be called here by St. Paul, even though they're up by 10. 4:27 to go here in the third quarter of play. St. Paul 44, Wood River 34, and we'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we're back here to High School Hoops. Josh Harrahill off the inbound, weaves his way through the paint, puts it up, and it is going to bounce out of there. No good. Rebound brought down by Matt Renault, his fifth. Wood River trying to get some points on the board here in the quarter. Renault backs his way down. Gebhardt will block it away, his third block. And up the floor will be Kostler. Fakes the three and gives it to Rasmussen. He'll fire the three and hit it. That's his fourth three-pointer of the ball game. The lead is now 13 for St. Paul, 47-34. It was a three-point game at the half, and all the points so far have been scored in the second half by St. Paul. And now we've got a foul called on St. Paul. Kostler with the hold, his third. And Coach Drew Billiter going to the bench, bringing in Schulte. Riley in, Kostler out. Listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, St. Paul. Late night of basketball. Our girls got underway very late. And Baugh just barely hangs on to the basketball again, thrown to the midcourt line. It would have been an over and back. Gives it to Rojas. Jaime tries. Finger roll no good. Getting out of there with the rebound, Josh Harahill. He's really stepped up his game here in the third quarter of play. He'll kick it out of the wing. Rasmussen double teamed on the three. Up top to Gebhardt. Swings it over to Schulte. Squares and gets it back outside. Playing around the perimeter. The ball lost away. St. Paul turnover. And then Wood River going too quick. Outlet pass taken right back by Rasmussen, who drives it to the rack. And a charge. Waiting for him the whole time was Chris Loy. He takes the charge. Rasmussen with his second foul. But Wood River's got to find a way to score. They have not moved their side of the scoreboard yet in the second half, while St. Paul has scored 10, seven of them from Josh Harahill. Wood River ball, they've got Renault, Mayfield, Nate Baugh, Jaime Rojas, and Bossert, the five on the floor. Again, the pass tip. St. Paul is doing such a good job with their vertical. They get their hands on it again, seventh turnover of the quarter. Gebhardt, who stole it, pulls up for three. Three threes in a row, and St. Paul steals it away again, Gebhardt, but then his pass down low to Detlefs is out of bounds. Coach can live with that, though. Good hustle play, but 50-34. Wood River, who won on opening night, trying to get to 2-2, but now they've got a big hill to climb here. St. Paul dropped their first two against what should be two of the best teams in the conference, Gibbon and Donovan Trumbull, and now timeout called by Wood River. They were going to have trouble getting across the 10-second line. So 2:47 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is now St. Paul 50 and Wood River 34. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish, electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
And welcome back to high school basketball as Wood River out of the timeout to save the possession. Inbounds it from half court. They throw it all the way down to the other end and out of bounds. My, oh, my. But again, we said, young team. One senior, two juniors. Everybody else, freshmen and sophomores. And St. Paul has started the second half on a 13-0 run. Harahill fakes the three, drives, pulls up from nine, no good. Rebound, Bossert. In traffic, will yank it down. 50-34, St. Paul, 2:30 to go, third quarter. Wood River has yet to score here in the third. Nate Baugh tries to drive baseline, has to wheel back out, wants to go inside, and gets away from Mayfield, picked up there by Schulte, another Wood River turnover. Driving in Brouillette, one-hand runner, it's in. I mean, everything is going the way of the Cats right now. 52-34. 10 turnovers in the quarter for Wood River, no points. That is not what you want to see, obviously. Martinez gives it off to Baugh. Baugh holds the ball up top to Bossert, over to Martinez again. St. Paul can taste that first victory as the pass is kicked away. A.B. Rojas, after a short breather, re-enters the game. Nate Baugh is out. Chris Loy back in. Bossert is out on the other side. St. Paul brings Spencer Robinson back in. The two times Spencer's come in, they never tell him who to come in for. He's got to yell at the bench and go, who am I in for? This time he's in for Nolan Detlefs. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of basketball to play here. Glad you're along with us on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wood River won the girls' game, but St. Paul right now in control of the boys' game. 52-34. Now they're trying to shut Wood River out in the third quarter. Fans nearly getting in the way of the play over on the far side, but Renault avoids them, gets it inside to Loy. Ball lost as he gets tripped up, out of bounds to St. Paul. Boy, oh boy, you don't like to see anybody have to go through a stretch like this. And Wood River on their home court is sure going through one. Pull up 3, Harrah Hill off the iron. No good offensive rebound. Schulte's there. He'll lay it up for his first bucket of the ball game. 54-34. A 17-0 run in this second half. Trying to drive in. Renaud finally ends it, and he's fouled. Took it down the right baseline of the foul called on Riley Schulte, his second. And Renaud breaks the drought. It was a 17-0 run to start the second half. And the free throw, Renaud, up and in. So it's 54-37 in favor of St. Paul. Try another three. Gebhardt hits it. Now the threes are going in. They're a little more relaxed. Gebhardt with 13. They're 4 of 7 from beyond the arc here in this third quarter. 57-37, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Renaud trying to muscle his way into the paint. There's a late whistle. Foul going to be called. Two shots. I think it's the right call. The whistle just came a little late there on Quinn Brouillette. And for Brouillette, that'll be his third. Fifth team foul. Waiting to check in will be Landon Vogel, but first a free throw from Renaud, who was just there on a three-point play last trip. Puts it up. That time it won't go. Jaime Rojas also coming into the ball game. Again, up next for the Wood River boys, they will play at Adams Central on Saturday. That's a boys only. The girls actually have to play St. Cecilia in their next ball game, and that is next Tuesday. Then the teams are together 1 week from tonight at Blue Hill and back home on the 15th against Sutton. Second free throw is up and in, so Renaud hits 1-2. He's got 13 points to lead the way for the Eagles, but they're down 57-38, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gebhardt trying to weave his way through traffic again, puts up a strong shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Vogel back up and in, and he'll draw the foul. So cleaning the offensive glass, and Vogel gets a chance now with his name in the scorebook. Foul will be called on Dylan Mayfield. Just the second of the half here on the Eagles. Not near as many fouls here in this quarter as we had in the first. Free throw won't go for Vogel. Rebound brought down by Mayfield. I've got him for 9 in the game. Into the front court with it will be Rojas. Jaime with 18 seconds out around midcourt. 5-second count on. They'll set a screen. He'll come to the right wing, back up Mayfield. Mayfield free throw line, drives the left side of the lane, and he'll be fouled by Caleb Gebhardt. Third foul on Gebhardt, sixth team foul on St. Paul, and two free throws now coming up for Dylan Mayfield. He's 2 of 4 at the line. He has 6 points. 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Gibbon at Loup City tomorrow. Kennesaw at Loup City Saturday. Free throw no good by Mayfield. Tuesday, it's Kearney Catholic at Ravenna, and 1 week from tonight, Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic, as we continue to give you more basketball than anyone else in Central Nebraska. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Mayfield hits 1 of 2, 9 seconds for St. Paul. Should be plenty of time. Harrah Hill looks for the pick. He actually takes a 16-foot jumper. It's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Jaime Rojas, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. But a 17-0 run to start this third quarter and not allowing Wood River to score until there was about a minute 20 to go in the quarter. And it's all St. Paul. Wildcats 59, Eagles 39, back with the fourth quarter in a minute.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish, electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Ready to get the fourth quarter underway here on Classic Hits, and the ball will belong to Wood River. They're going to come out and fire a three with A.B. Rojas. It's no good. Nolan Deathlefs will grab the loose ball. And it'll be St. Paul up by 20 to start this fourth quarter of play. With it is Kossler. Drives a little up and under move left side. Eight-footer, no good. Rebound Matt Renaud. Renaud outlet pass Rojas. Rojas two on five. Takes it right at him. Scoop shot no good. Got his own rebound. Sets on the rim. No good. Rebound is tipped out long. Rasmussen tracks it down. Takes it in. Layup too strong. No good. But a late foul called. He's going to get a couple of free throws. Dan Bossert will be called for the personal foul. Rasmussen, 14 points, has not been to the line in this basketball game. And the first free throw is no good. That is the third foul on Bossert, by the way. Earlier tonight, Creighton beating Nebraska's men 64-42. Free throw is up, and it is in. Rasmussen gets one of two, 60-39. Martinez into the front court. Damian picks the dribble up, needs some help. Miscommunication, ball stolen away to the other end. Scoop shot up and in, and a foul for Alex Kossler. Coach Drew Bilder can't be much happier than the way his team played tonight. Maybe shot a few too many threes in the first half when they didn't need to. But they've warmed up here in the second half. Renaud with the foul, his third. Kossler now with 4 points, and his first free throw is on the way. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Matt Renaud. Wood River, that last turnover, their 12th of the half, their 26th of the game. Turnovers and cold shooting. It was a three-point game at the half, but tough one here in the second half. There's a five-second count. Harrahill all over Martinez, 28 feet away, and Martinez never really did much to shake him, and another Wood River turnover. Another score update for you on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Matt Prater keeps kicking field goals. Broncos 16, Raiders 7. Harrahill forces his way out of the paint, almost with his back to the bucket. The shot no good. Mayfield pulls down his 10th board, and Wood River throws it out of bounds. 62-39. At the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have the final stats for you and chat with the coach. Earlier tonight, the girls' game, 39-34, Wood River. Kelly Bossert had 23 points and 13 rebounds unofficially. Gebhardt got himself in trouble, just threw it up towards the rim. Ends up in the hands of Dan Bossert. Fast break the other way, but the numbers aren't there. Rojas pulls up. It's all the way down and kicks out. No good. Fighting for the loose ball. It ends up in Gebhardt's hands. Caleb trying to shake all the defenders and finally does as he brings it into the front court. Rojas picks him up. Gebhardt jump stop in the paint and a walk called. That is the eighth turnover for St. Paul, but 28 for Wood River and a timeout on the floor by the Wildcats. 6:05 to go, or by Wood River, excuse me. 6:05 to go here in the basketball game. 62-39, St. Paul. We'll be right back.
The season of memories is upon us. Winter sports, family get-togethers for the holidays, special meals and activities. You can share those memories so easily thanks to Brems Health Mart. Brems now offers digital photo processing. Brems Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief and, yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacist treats you like family, helping you enjoy the holidays a little bit more. Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River as we continue what is a busy time of this holiday season. Hope you're having a great holiday, whether it's a holiday party or you're working or you're shopping. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits and, as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A second half that has totally been dominated by St. Paul. They have outscored Wood River 25-5, and they lead it 62-39 with 6 minutes to go in the game. And Wood River brings Nate Baugh back in at the point. Freshman working against Harrahill, dumps it into the left-hand corner. Rojas off the pick and roll, tries to just force it in there. It's tipped back to Rojas, then he has his shot blocked by Nolan Deathlefs, and it ends up in the hands of Harrahill. Harrahill pushes it three-on-three, kicks it to the left-hand corner. Deathlefs is open from 14. It's no good. Rebound yanked down by Chris Loy. rolls it out there to Jake Skeen, who's back in the ball game. Left-hand corner, Skeen, guarded by Rasmussen. There's a pick and roll. Good pass to Mayfield, and he'll put the short jumper up and in. Skeen on the assist. Mayfield with his ninth point of the basketball game, 62-41 St. Paul. With it is Gebhardt. They spread the floor. They drive. They attack. Gebhardt on the pass, and he runs over the defender, and a charge called. Jake Skeen took the charge. Caleb Gebhardt with his fourth personal foul. And checking into the ball game for St. Paul will be Dylan Mayfield. Well, excuse me, will be Riley Schulte and Quinn Brulette. 5:14 remaining. Late night of basketball. Just got started late tonight because of the JVs. And we had a little delay before the girls' game started. 5 minutes to go. And St. Paul going to get their first win of the season. There's a nice little give and go again underneath the Renault. And he'll put it up and in. He's now got a team-high 15 points. So Wood River just kind of during that last timeout, I think Coach Boss said, just relax, go back to what we want to do. We've got a long season. Let's improve. Let's run our sets. Brulette scoop shot for St. Paul is up and in. 64-43. Bond to the front court. Three-pointer Rojas. He'll cast it up. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Zach Rasmussen. He's out of there quickly with it. Going to bring it all the way down. They clear a path for him, and the finger roll is up and in. 17 now for Zach Rasmussen. He leads the way for St. Paul. They've got four players in double figures. 17 for him, Harry Hill and Gebhardt. 13, 11 for Detlefs. Those are all in the first half as the ball's knocked out of bounds. And it looks like Coach Billiter is going to be able to use anybody that he wants tonight on his bench. Most of these guys have already been in for Wood River, Hunter Fisher, and Jaime Rojas. In for St. Paul, there's Spencer Robinson again, Nolan Detlefs, along with Landon Vogel, Brulette, and Kossler on the floor. Right now, a 1-1 coming up for Chris Loy, and the free throw too strong, and over the back, going to be called on Hunter Fisher trying to get the rebound. His first, but not to the 1-1 yet, just the fifth team foul called on Wood River. A little pressure being put onto the backcourt, but St. Paul will clear it out and allow Alex Kossler to bring it up himself on Nate Baugh. 4 minutes to go, halfway home in the fourth quarter. Dish it off to Detlefs. Detlefs stopped at the free throw line, back over to Robinson. Running a lot of weave or five game here. Motion, motion, motion right now for the St. Paul offense. Robinson to left-hand corner. Ooh, Detlefs got undercut. Slipping in there was Chris Loy, just one of those where he's trying to keep up, running off the screen, and lost his balance. In football, that's usually when the guy gets shoved into the back of your leg. It's not pretty. Loy with his first personal foul. Sixth team foul. So, again, no free throws. And St. Paul will throw it in on the baseline. Detlefs into the corner to Kossler. Kossler creates crossover. Nice move to the hoop. And another charge call. He missed the shot anyway, but a foul will go along with it. Kossler, his fourth foul. Wood River has shot free throws okay tonight, 13-19. Missed one here in the quarter, 13-20. 9-15 for St. Paul. There's not enough time left to come back from this big deficit. 66-43. Only 9 points in the second half for Wood River after 34 in the first half. Baugh hands it off to Rojas. Jaime for three. Finally got one to go. Three-point bucket. First bucket of the game for Jaime Rojas. 66-46. Cats by 20 and the ball. So the home opener didn't go the way that Wood River wanted tonight. It's going to be one of those where probably three of the four quarters pretty good, but that third quarter, really had shot no good. Swatted back out to him by Detlef, so he gives him the ball. Nolan, skip pass out for a three. Kossler up and in. Alex Kossler, his first three of the ball game. The ninth one tonight for St. Paul. 69-46. 2:45 remains. Driving in, scoop shot off the glass and in for Jake Skeen. Skeen with the bucket. And it's 69-48. I don't know why Jim Skeen continues to just film number 21 out there, but He's got that right on him over there. High scoop shot at the other end, trying to answer. No. Second chance death lifts. No. And finally, Rojas comes out of there with the rebound. Timing into the front court. In the left-hand corner to Hunter Fisher. Back out top, they'll go to Skeen, to Baugh. A lot of youngsters out there for Wood River. Corner, three, Baugh, no good. Rebound, Brouillette. Kind of trying to let him play here a little bit. With the game over. Into the ball game. Coach Drew Billiter has played a lot of his kids here, and a timeout's going to be called, it looks like. With 2:01 to go by Wood River. They will have one remaining. 2:01 to go in the ball game. It's 69-48. St. Paul will be right back.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
The Denver Broncos have put another touchdown on the board in the third quarter of play. 5 minutes to go in the third. Thursday night football, it's Denver 23 and Oakland 7. A No'Shawn Moreno one-yard touchdown run with 5:14 to go in the third quarter has given Denver that 23-7 lead. Don't forget, coming up on ESPN, just like that game is right now, ESPN 1460 and 1550, Saturday, the Army-Navy game, and the Heisman Trophy presentation Sunday, an NFL tripleheader. Cowboys-Bengals, Saints-Giants, and the Lions playing the Packers in Monday night at Dandy, Houston and New England. 2 minutes to go, 69-48. St. Paul, Wood River gets the ball down low, and Gebhardt blocks the ball out of bounds. That is the fourth block for Caleb Gebhardt, who's had another solid performance tonight. And Wood River will try and take it in from underneath their own hoop. Pass slapped in and slapped out. Brouillette gets a hand on it. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up when we're done. We'll give you a quick recap and also chat with Coach Drew Billiter. And now the ball thrown away on the inbounds for the Eagles. Good balanced attack tonight. Just a lot of inexperience for St. Paul, a lot of youth for Wood River, and they'll have a lot of chance to improve this year. Back cut turned over by St. Paul. That is just their ninth turnover. Into the ball game now for Wood River is going to be Jacob Vines, another freshman. And now for St. Paul, Spencer Robinson. 1:42 remains here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and St. Labore. Pass thrown out of bounds again by Wood River, and that's the 30th turnover of the game unofficially. Here's Landon Vogel back in. Rasmussen will check out. He'll just finish the night with 17 points, which looks like he'll be the high point man of the ball game. Minute 35 remaining. Robinson has it for St. Paul. Gets it down low. There's Gebhardt. He missed the little one. Offensive put back by Vogel. And Landon is fouled. 0-1 at the line. 2 points for Landon Vogel. Now checking in, Grant Jarovic. But first, Vogel to put up some free throws. 1:30 to go. Free throw is on the way and spins out. So Vogel in and Gebhardt will check out. 13 points, 4 boards, 4 blocks tonight for the 6'1 senior. Second free throw now is on the way, and it is good. So Vogel gets 1 of 2. He's now got 3 points, and it's 70-48 St. Paul. Nate Baugh brings it up for the Eagles. Picks the dribble up, pass tip, but coming to get it is Jake Skeen. Skeen throws it to the left-hand wing to Jaime Rojas. Rojas back out top, Skeen. Skeen, a three-pointer on the way. It's no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Hunter Fisher. The freshman with his first board and bucket of the ball game, 70-50. All the wrestlers waiting for this to get over so they can lay down the mats. for tomorrow's Wood River Invite. Baseline Robinson is there. Oh, but he didn't take the shot. Kicks it out, and a three-pointer is good by Quinn Brulliant. And that's seven now for Brulliant. Baugh at the other end, between the circles. Drives left wing. Oh, great bounce pass underneath the Rojas. And Jaime lays it up and in off the glass. 73-52, 40 seconds to go. Schulte. And a timeout here. Coach Miller just wants to get a couple of kids in the game. Matt Hansen and Dylan Townsend wants to get them in the game, so he calls the timeout with 33 seconds remaining in the contest, and it's 73-52, St. Paul. We will keep it here because up next is the Misco Sports postgame show. Again, a reminder, plenty of basketball coming up tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. Gibbon is at Loop City on ESPN 1460. Lincoln East is at Kearney High on 1230 KHAS. Donovan Trumbull is at Hastings St. Cecilia. And remember, folks, if you can't pick it up on the radio or you've got folks that are somewhere else, you can always pick it up online on the computer at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us tonight. Final 33 seconds here as St. Paul takes a three-pointer from the outside, and it will not go. Rebound brought down Hunter Fisher off the missed three that time from Dylan Townsend trying to get in the scorebook. Rojas at the other end, 15 seconds. He's going to take a three. It's blocked. Blocked by Landon Vogel, and up with the loose ball is Dylan Townsend into the corner. The ball knocked out of bounds with 6 seconds to go. Townsend got his shot. Let's see if Jarabic gets a chance here now. 6 seconds to go. One more chance for St. Paul. Robinson to throw it in. Goes down to the baseline. Vogel knocked out of his hands, and it goes out of bounds with 3 seconds remaining. And they're going to give it to Wood River. 10 turnovers was all tonight for St. Paul. I'm sure Coach Builder would say this is their best job. Ball throws in. Baugh has it at half court. Baugh drives in. Baugh's runner at the horn won't go, and that's kind of how the night went tonight for Wood River. The ball game is a final, and your final score is St. Paul 73 and Wood River 52. The Wildcats getting their first win, 1-2. Wood River falls to 1-3. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
In central Nebraska, the name to know for quality menswear is Brian Jensen Clothing. For generations, the name Brian Jensen has been synonymous with quality, value, selection, and most importantly, a good fit. With a large selection of jackets, tuxedos, and sports coats in stock all year around, plus big and tall sizes, Brian Jensen is your one-stop shop for what guys need and want in clothing. Brian Jensen Clothing, your men's clothing headquarters in downtown St. Paul.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And we are back here at Wood River, where it is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look now at the final statistics of this basketball game, and then we'll catch up with Coach Drew Billiter of the victorious Wildcats. And first off, for Wood River, we had Jaime Rojas tonight with 5 points and 4 rebounds. A.B. Rojas, 12 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Damian Martinez, 4 rebounds. Jake Skeen, 2 points. Chris Loy, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Dylan Mayfield, 9 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. Matt Renault had 15 points and 7 rebounds. Dan Bossert had 4 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 blocks. And Hunter Fisher had 2 points and 2 rebounds in the basketball game. Overall, I had Wood River with 23 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half, free throw shooting 10 of 14 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half, 3-point shooting 2 of 7 in the first half, 1 of 7 in the second half, and turnovers. That was the problem tonight for the Eagles. 14 in the first half, 16 in the second half. The difference in the ball game is St. Paul, after being up 3 at half, went on a 17-0 run to start the third quarter, and they end up coasting to the win. Wood River, 52 points, 39 rebounds. They had 34 points in the first half, 20 in the second half. So 52 points, 39 rebounds, 13 out of 20 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 30 turnovers tonight for Wood River. They fall to 1-3 and will play at Adams Central Saturday. We'll look at the numbers for St. Paul right after this.
The best presents this holiday season are too big to stuff down your chimney, but they're the perfect size for Lucas Savage Furniture to deliver. Lazy Boy recliners, curios, desks, or a gift certificate towards that bedroom or living room set she's been dreaming about. We also have dining room sets, china hutches, and entertainment center, wildlife frame prints, or a room full of new carpet. Do all your Christmas shopping at one location. Lucas Savage Furniture, Floors, and Appliance in Farwell, plus free layaways.
Have a sports lover on your list? Shop Dunham Sports for apparel, hunting, golf, fishing, and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham Sports, like the Nike VR Straight Fit Tour Fairway Woods for only $79.99. Or save 50% on the Sure Shot basketball game from Metal Sports, now only $99.99. Ladies, keep cozy in the plush robe from Body Candy for only $11.99. Find everything on your sports lover's list at Dunham Sports, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, let's give you a quick rundown of St. Paul's stats tonight. Then we'll chat with head coach Drew Billiter. Quinn Brulliette, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Alex Kostler, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Nolan Detlefs, 11 points, all in the first half, 6 rebounds and a block shot. Zach Rasmussen, 17 points to lead the way, 2 rebounds. Josh Harrahill, hot to start that third quarter. Plus, he hit 6 free throws in the first half, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Riley Schulte, 2 points and a rebound. Caleb Gebhardt, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 4 blocks. And Landon Vogel had 3 points, 2 rebounds, and a block shot. 12 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 16 in the first half. And in the second half, 7 out of 10. 11. 7 out of 11, it looks like. 1, 2, 3, 4. Something like that. But they missed 4. They hit 7. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, 7 in the second half. St. Paul had 37 points at halftime, 36 in the second, 73 points, 25 rebounds, 11 out of 20 at the free throw line, 11 out of 26 at the three-point arc, 6 blocks, and 10 turnovers. St. Paul gets the win 73-52, their first of the season. And Coach Drew Billiter joins us here. And, Coach, what was the difference tonight?
Second half is defense. You know, we really picked it up on defense, and, you know, we just shot the ball a lot better in the second half. When you shoot the ball better, you know, gives yourselves confidence, and you just play better when you shoot the ball well, and, you know, that's what we did in the second half.
Obviously, the first couple of games as well were against two very quality opponents in the Lou Platt Conference. A little more confidence maybe coming into this game tonight, knowing that either team could get the win. Could you sense that during the week of practice with the kids?
You know, we kind of struggled this week in practice just because I think we played such a good game against Donovan, and, you know, we kind of relaxed, and, you know, I kind of got on them and, you know, said this is a game we have to win. You know, we got to treat this like the most important game of the year, and, you know, we did that, you know, in the first half a little bit, and, you know, we really took control in the second half, you know, as far as shooting the ball and just playing great defense and rebounding the ball.
You can kind of see in a game like this, drawing on probably your own kind of playing experience, is that where you are headed with this young group?
We
say young, but it's inexperienced. Said they start 4 seniors, but it's inexperienced.
Yeah, it's inexperienced. You know, it's not that, you know, they're not capable of playing. They just haven't had the opportunity yet. And, you know, like you said, you know, this is a group that's very similar when I was a senior. You know, not a whole lot of height, but a lot of quickness, a lot of speed. You know, we got to get out and pressure, and, you know, that's the best way to defend an inside game. And, you know, we did that against Donovan, and we even did a little bit better job tonight. So,
what about the way this team runs it? I mean, if the kid's open, they're shooting it. That's what we saw tonight. Hey, you tell me that's the way you want it to be.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's probably just because I wanted that when I was in high school. But, you know, they got the green light. You know, I've told, you know, especially my point guard, you know, you're open, you know, go for it. You know, we don't have anything to lose. I tell the kids that, you know, we're playing on, you know, the house's money per se. And, you know, I think the kids like that. You know, it gives them confidence to know that if I shoot a shot and I miss it, coach ain't pulling me out. And, you know, I think that gives them confidence, and they've really responded to that. They've shot the ball well, and you know, I wasn't surprised to see we shot it that well. You know, we shoot it that well in practice. I'm just glad to see it carry over to a game.
Drew Billiter, St. Paul coach, joining us here in the post game. Did you do any X and O difference at halftime, or did you just shoot the ball better?
You know, they kind of hurt us 1-3-1, so we kind of came in the halftime, really worked on 1-3-1, trying to, avoid anything that, happened against Gibbon. Just shooting the ball makes you look a lot smarter, and not that we did anything differently, but the ball went in the basket. They pushed the ball a little bit better in the second half. We made it a more up-tempo game, and, then we got to settle down into defense, and, we were stopping them. We got, it all starts on defense. We got stops, man. And then, we rebounded the ball, extremely well, in my opinion, for our height and, jumping ability. So that's very encouraging that we can rebound and play defense with, what we've been dealt.
Yeah, I know Wood River's a young team, but, boy, to force anybody into 30 turnovers, you're doing something right.
Yeah, it's very encouraging that, what you're doing in practice is working. And hopefully the kids can see, that all that running, all them defensive drills we do, that they pay off. And it's nice to see as a coach, too, that we're not just doing them for nothing. And, they are paying off, and we need to keep working on those things. And, like you said, we're not a young team, but we're an inexperienced team. And this, every game is helping our kids. After Gibbon, I was, very frustrated and nervous about things. And after Donovan, I was very happy and pleased, and, very happy and pleased tonight. So,
well, three more games left before the holiday break. You'll get six in before the holiday tournament when you go to York. The next team you play in Loup City is not going to want to play this style of basketball.
No, and, Paul's going to want to pack it in and play his, matchup type of zone, and, they're going to try to pound it inside. And, we're going to have to force them to play a different tempo. Just like when I was in high school, we forced other teams to do something they didn't want to. And that's what we're going to have to work on. And I think that we're capable of that, and hopefully we can get it done.
All right, Drew, nice win tonight. Enjoy a little time off. Keep working in practice. We'll see you again soon.
All right, thanks for covering us, Doug. Appreciate it.
You bet. Drew Billiter, head coach, St. Paul Wildcats. They win it tonight 73-52. We'll wrap it up right after this. Thank you, sir. You bet, man.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, keeping you in style and keeping you comfortable, whether you're playing or whether you're watching. Misco Sports can make every game better for you. Well, again tonight, the schools split. The girls' game, Wood River beat St. Paul 39-34. Kelly Bosser, 23 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Carrie Sestock,